You're listening to Real World News, Extractive Industries.
17 countries demand suspension of mining activities in Guatemala. 80 organizations from 17 countries demand Guatemalan President Álvaro Colom to suspend mining activities in the country as affected communities were not consulted. Our aim is that all mining activities in the country be suspended, as the International Labor Organization has already demanded, said Guatemalan leader Mario Nig after submitting a letter to the government. Nig highlighted that the ILO had asked President Colom to suspend mining activities, in the same way that tens of communities have expressed their rejection in popular consultations which are valid for the international body. The Commission of Experts in the Implementation of ILO Conventions and Recommendations analyzed in their 2009 report two mining cases, among them the case of Marlin Mine of Montana Exploradora of Guatemala, Gold Corp in Zipacapa and San Miguel Ixtuacan, and demanded Álvaro Colom's administration to suspend mining operations of both companies. Our only crime is to save what our ancestors have left us and that we want to leave for our children, because mining destroys mountains, water sources and pollute everything, said Nick. 42 consultations have been carried out in the country where 600,000 people opposed to mining. Meanwhile, Hector Nuila, MP from the Guatemalan National Revolutionary Unit, said that in the short term, thousands of Guatemalan and Salvadoran people will be affected by the pollution of rivers. The MP said that the exploration and exploitation activities in the region will pollute Ostua and Lempa rivers, located in the border between Guatemala and El Salvador.
You're listening to Real World News.